2008. I'm here in Cologne, Germany, with photographer Drew Gardner. Hey, Drew.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, we're on the Phase 1 booth, and you're going to show me the new P65. Now, this is 8-megapixel camera, 10-megapixel camera. How big is this?
60.5 megapixels. 60.5.
So when you know, the average digital photography enthusiast is, you know, just getting to 10 megapixels on their camera, this is over 60 megapixels.
Over 60 megapixels, and the quality is quite literally out of this world.
Now, you shoot with this. This is your camera, your main camera. Is it what you normally shoot with here?
I always shoot with a Phase 1, and today what we've got the Phase 1 camera, and we've got the Phase 1 back, and this is the 60.5 megapixel back. And it gets its quality from not only the amount of pixels, but just how big the sensor is. Now, the sensor is the first full-sized frame chip ever.
Now, what does that mean? I think for people that are used to, you know, having a point-and-shoot camera or even a DSLR that shoots, let's say, 12 megapixels maximum, what does that mean?
It means it's a really, really huge chip. If you, say, have a camera phone, the chip is less than the size of your fingernail.
Right.
And with the Phase 1, the chip is absolutely huge.
This is the 60.5 megapixel sensor. So Is that just one sensor, or is it like an array of multiple sensors?
This is one sensor which is taken from a large wafer. And because the sensor is so big, it's the biggest in the world at the moment on a medium format camera, it enables the pixels to be really big, which gives low noise and incredibly high quality, the best in the world.
Now, the P65, I think, again, if you're an enthusiast and you're used to looking at point-and-shoots, maybe DSLRs, the camera itself, the shape of the camera is quite unusual. So what is it about the way that a medium-format camera operates as opposed to, let's say, a DSLR that gives it that unique shape? You mentioned before it has a Phase 1 back. What is a back, and how is that unique to this format of camera?
Well, this is the body. As you can see, it's quite a boxy-looking body. And it's so big because it has to accommodate the back with this really large chip. And that's why we've got this really much bigger, much chunkier shape. But the way the Phase 1 is designed, it's really a great, ergonomically fantastic camera, which is really easy to use, feels great in your hand as well. So as well as giving ultimate quality, it's really easy to handle.
And is this system kind of modular? Like, can I put a different back on a different camera with a different lens? How does that work?
Absolutely. It's great. I've been talking to photographers today who run different studios, and they have different backs on putting them on the camera, and they use different backs for different applications. So it's really fantastic.
Now, what you know, in your style of photography, what are you mainly doing with the camera? What kind of lens? What kind of lighting environment? What are you actually taking photos of in your style? This is actually your picture behind us here.
Yeah, this is it. This is really great. We shot this just 2 weeks ago, and this is all in camera. There's absolutely no post-production at all. We shot this in Denmark with the model running on the beach.
So, you know, a lot of digital photography enthusiasts, they'll know Canon, they'll know Nikon. Phase 1, perhaps not so much. So who's Phase 1? Where have they come from? They've been around for a while?
Phase 1 have been around for more than 10 years, and they really are the godfather of top-end digital photography. If you want a great advertising picture shooting, if you want the very best quality in the world, this is photography on a different level, higher quality. If you see a 96-sheet advertising poster on a billboard, there's a 99% chance that it will be shot on this. It's amazing.
And so where are the cameras made? And where do they actually, do they have a factory somewhere that's producing these giant sensors? I mean, it seems, you know, this is obviously not the sensor that comes out of the generic factory somewhere in, you know, Korea or out of Japan.
No. Phase 1 is actually a Danish company.
Okay.
And it's got around 100 employees. But from this really concentrated powerhouse of imagination, they come up with the world's best technology.
So are these handmade sensors? Like, is there an army of grandmothers in rocking chairs, kind of, you know, knitting them together?
It's rather quaint, isn't it? It would be nice, wouldn't it? But it's rather stern Danes, actually.
Oh.
But the great thing is, as well, we've also got some other videos where we've actually put a car on the backs as well, because they're that strong. You can actually put a car on them. We've shot them out the air. We've baked them in ovens. So they're not only the best image quality, but they're incredibly robust in a way that no other medium format system can compete with at all.
All right, so I'm the digital photography enthusiast, and I'm growing tired of my point and shoot. I want a P65. What's the damage?
A lot of money.
Do I need to sell my car? Is that probably Probably yes, I think yes.
Probably you definitely need to sell your car. But the thing is, when I bought, this is a true story.
A true story.
I traded up from a DSLR and I bought my first Phase 1 back, which is a P25, which is a 22 megapixel back. Mm-hmm. And when I bought it, I felt sick because I worked out that I could have a one-year-old Porsche Boxster for the same money. But the truth is, I never looked back from that moment on, and it took my photography to the next level, which I was never previously able to do.
So, Drew, if we go to your website, which is?
DREW.IT.
The majority of the photos on your website are shot exclusively with these cameras?
The great majority of them are. These cameras have taken my photography to the next level.
And I think another point too is that a lot of this, as you say, this was all taken in camera. There's no post-processing.
A tiny adjustment, but we haven't opened it up in Photoshop. We haven't done any sort of cloning or anything like that. It's the real deal, and I think that's what Phase 1 is about. It's about the real deal in photography.
That's great. All right, so the Phase 1 website is at phase1.com?
Phase1.com, yeah, that's it.
Great. All right, Drew, thanks for talking to us, and we'll see you again.
Okay, cheers.
And we can cut there, and you can actually take the back
off.
I can't get the off again.
There you go. Oh, no, don't put it back on. You never get off again.